The House passed a bill today that would force TikTok's Chinese parent company to sell the social media platform or face a domestic ban. Well, if you guys are worried about the Chinese gathering data on Americans, wait till you find out who makes the phones.
Ah, yes. Chinese child slave labor working their little fingers to nubs to make your iPhone so you can crash your car into people while texting. Well, happy Thursday and welcome back. Joe Biden is the worst president ever in the history of the country. Now the entire population of Haiti, 11 million people, going to be spilling up on our shores in no time at all. All kinds of amazing reports there. Barbecue and the Cannibals, which is the name of my new garage band, by the way. And there's a restaurant in Washington, D.C. I stopped and took a picture of their front window yesterday. It's a barbecue place, interestingly enough. And the front window, a giant glass window, has some pretty amazing stuff on it. I've got to say, I sent it out to friends yesterday because it kind of made me laugh. I've got to say, it made me laugh. The barbecue place, giant front window. It's on the in huge white letters. It says, "Eat, comma, live, and die barbecue," with flames underneath the word barbecue. And so naturally, I stopped and took a picture of it. So I didn't know we had a Haitian restaurant in Washington, but here it is, Eat, Live, and Die Barbecue. Maybe it's Barbecue and the Gang that owns the restaurant. I'm not sure. Actually, I know who owns the restaurant. It's not Barbecue and the Gang, but the front window did make me laugh. Eat, Live, Die Barbecue with flames underneath it. You know, when life gives you cannibalism, you got to find the joke in there. You know, you make barbecue. It's a pretty amazing time we're living in. And that's not a bit. Yeah, we're looking at people fleeing in huge numbers from Haiti. And, of course, they could just go to the Dominican Republic, to which they could throw a football. No, but they've got to go 700 miles overseas to get to the United States because everybody wants to live in the United States of America, except for Democrats, people that call themselves liberals. Speaking of which, all over the country, because of Joe Biden and the Democrats, they're infecting us with all kinds of things. You know that the Boston Herald has a story today. The Healy and Wu administrations, they have Healy and they have Wu. The Healy and Wu administrations finally were forced to acknowledge highly infectious chickenpox cases at a migrant shelter in Roxbury this week, but deliberately downplayed the outbreak for political reasons and released only limited information. And they released the infected, too. And that's a story this morning. But yesterday's story out of Chicago, measles outbreak in Chicago. 8 cases at Pilsen migrant shelters include 2 Chicago public school students. Families move to hotels for isolation. I certainly hope it's the Ritz Hotel on Michigan Avenue. I wouldn't want them staying anyplace shabby. But this is the Democrat Party's plan. This is the fundamental transformation of America. Soon we're all going to be speaking Creole and engaging in cannibalism. Cannibalism is the next step because of the Democrat Party and Joe Biden, which are not on our side at all. And CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, teams arrive in Chicago. We're a third world country to help officials with response to measles outbreak linked to migrant shelter. No problem. And in Boston, we got the chickenpox and we got the measles. We had eradicated these viruses in the United States, but the Democrats are reintroducing them. You know, and they gave money to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, too, which gave us the Wuhan Red Death. The Wu, as it's commonly known. So we got that going. The Democrats are doing a heck of a job here, aren't they? Yes, they are. Also, we have lots and lots of other things. We have lots of things because the crazy people are on the loose. And we call them Democrats. They say that they're liberals, but they're not. Not even close. We've got the TikTok story as well because the House of Representatives voted to say, hey, maybe the Chinese Communist Party should sell TikTok, and then we'll allow TikTok to continue to operate in the United States of America. And the Democrats, we're waiting to see what the Senate will do, but we got Chuck Schumer, who is the lizard king, of course. And I think we can count on Chuck Schumer and his Democrat leaders to do what is best for communist China, because Chuck Schumer and the Democrats are not on our side. Boy, are they not on our side, not even close. So we got that. Also, there's talk of sending the Haitians, you know, the cannibal army, to Gitmo. But the Democrats are like, oh, no, Gitmo, the word scares me, and I have a gender panic and drop to the floor and have to buy women's clothing. And that's just the men. The women do other things, different things altogether. And there are reports that the Coast Guard under Joe Biden has been ordered to escort all of the Haitian cannibals to the shores of the Florida Keys so they can come here and get a gift basket and move in with your daughter, because that's their plan. Also, I've got an update for you. I talked about it the other day. You know, the so-called liberals in Hollywood at the Oscars the other night, I talked about it days ahead of everybody else on this. But now it's actually popped as a story. People are following us once again, as so often happens. At the Oscars, the Democrats, the so-called liberals, the Mark Ruffalos, I've always disliked that person. Mark Ruffalos of the world, and a whole bunch of them. You know, they're like the same cabal that told us Haiti is already great. You know, make America great again. Haiti is already great. They're not on our side. That's a fact. But at the Oscars, they wore these pins, lapel pins, and the women wore them on their lapels too. And they're the bloody hand, which are symbols of the Ramallah lynching in the year 2000. Two Israeli soldiers savagely murdered by a violent mob of terrorists who call themselves Palestinians. And I don't think this was even Hamas. It was just Palestinians in the West Bank in Ramallah. And they lynched these two Israeli young men, soldiers, and they butchered them savagely and set one on fire and threw the body to the crowd of the other one. And they tore the body apart and brought home pieces of the body. And then the murderers held their hands up, their blood-drenched hands, held them up out the windows. And the bloody hand became a symbol of that lynching, that murder, that gruesome murder of two Israeli young men. And the Hollywood left is wearing that symbol on their clothing because they're genocidal Jew haters. Just to hit the refresh button on that. The Washington Post today has a ridiculous story that the Biden Justice Department is coming back at a police officer involved in the shooting death of Breonna Taylor. You know, say her name. Say her name. They won't say Lake and Riley's name. That Joe Biden calls her Lincoln because his brain is so broken. He's such a demented person. But never mind that. The Washington Post and the Biden White House, the Biden Justice Department under Merrick Garland, they're coming back for a third time at a police officer that was involved in the Breonna Taylor shooting. And the writing in this story is absolutely amazing. Now, the police were serving a drug warrant because Breonna Taylor was hanging out with her ex-boyfriend, who was a known drug dealer. Big drug investigation. She had been spending a lot of time there. Reports of her being involved in drug trafficking. So the police raided her place after getting a warrant to raid her place. And Breonna Taylor's boyfriend jumped up with a gun in his hand and shot a police officer. And then the police returned fire, and Breonna Taylor was tragically killed. Say Lake and Riley's name. Every time I think of Breonna Taylor, I say Lake and Riley's name. But that's me. And now the Justice Department under Joe Biden is coming after a police officer who was put on trial and found not guilty. Then put on federal trial, and then was a hung jury, so they ended the thing. Now they're coming back for a third time because, as the Democrat Party has always been, they continue to be a lynch mob on horseback with a rope noose looking for the right tree. Just amazing stuff. So they federal prosecutors prepare to retry Brett, now former police officer, Brett Hankison, cases against two other officers are still pending. Now, what was that? About 20,000 African Americans have been murdered in the United States since then. But the Democrat Party is a lynch mob, and they're an anti. And they were the lynch mob in the Civil War and after the Civil War. Democrat Party lynch mob. Those words go together. It's an amazing thing, and they're planning on getting this cop third time around. Keep coming back like he's got millions of dollars to defend himself against the federal government and their bottomless pockets. And Joe Biden and their Democrat Party's anti-police everything. Just amazing. Bernie Sanders, who's a communist and a mainstream Democrat, too, and he honeymooned in the Soviet Union with his wife, sure, the one that bankrupted the college in Vermont. Bernie Sanders to introduce a bill for the 32-hour work week with no less pay for workers. They use the Soviet lexicon to workers. I would say employees, but I'm not a communist. And so Bernie said the 32. So if you own a business and Bernie Sanders gets his way, let's say you have 10 employees working 40 hours, you're going to pay them just as much, but they're going to work a 4-day work week instead of a 5-day work week. Because the communists are here, they just call themselves Democrats. Pretty amazing stuff. Yes, sir. Yeah, and wait till you hear the Washington Post write on this Breonna Taylor story, too. They're communists as well, and they lie like they're just lying. It's one giant lying Sacagawea. Pretty amazing stuff. Here's another hilarious story. Democrats built a $500,000 sand dune. Really? A sand dune costs $500,000? Yeah. And it was designed to protect, homes on the coast, probably belonging to Biden's friends. It washed away in 3 days. 3 days. So this is good for the sand dune industry, the Democrats will tell us from the White House podium. Pretty amazing stuff. What do you hear that story? Just great stuff. Eric Adams, speaking of Haiti. Eric Adams is a radical left-wing dimwit who's the mayor of New York City, and he's wrecking the place along with Joe Biden. New York City is almost unlivable at this point. And Eric Adams has an X account. We call listen to this big lie. This is they lie if they're talking, they're lying. If they're typing, they're lying. If they're sitting quietly in traffic by themselves, they're lying silently. And here is Mayor Eric Adams. We call New York City the Port-au-Prince of America. Well, you're about to call New York City the Port-au-Prince of America. That's never been true. Nobody's ever called New York City the Port-au-Prince of America. So open with a lie, Mayor Criminal. And so we call New York City the Port-au-Prince of America. Is that because of all the cannibalism? They have been finding more severed heads than usual in New York. I'll give them that. And body parts. In fact, the prosecutor there, one of his buddies was just found. His old buddy was just found with a severed human head in his freezer in his apartment because Democrats are this close to being cannibals just like Barbecue and the gang in Port-au-Prince and Haiti. I'm holding my right index finger 1 inch over my right thumb. We call New York City the Port-au-Prince of America. We feel the pain, whipping out a Bill Clinton line here. We feel the pain our Haitian neighbors feel. You're about to because they're moving in. As the situation grows dire, it's already dire. The situation isn't growing dire. It's a cannibal island in the Caribbean. Don't you think that's dire enough to call it dire now? It's a growing dire. That's what he's concerned about. To the people of Haiti, he writes, and our own Haitian community here in New York City, stop eating people. He doesn't say that. Know that we stand with you today and always. New York City is being murdered by the Democrat Party. And then they're going to eat its corpse because, you know, pretty amazing stuff. And a follow-on tweet says, important context. No one other than Eric Adams has called New York City the Port-au-Prince of America. That's a fact. And then they attach searches for Port-au-Prince of America. Honestly, the Democrat Party is a cancer on humanity. I'm being as generous as I can, and that's pretty generous. But also an update on Jimmy Barbecue. That's his nickname, Barbecue. If you're a rapper, he's a Barbecue. I'm starting a band if you want to join it, Barbecue and the Cannibals. Jimmy Barbecue Cherizier, he's the cannibal there in Haiti who's running the gangs and everything. The former cop-turned gang leader bringing Haiti to its knees. Sure, that's, yeah, that's the thing. You're a Democrat party. Wow. Venezuela, gangs empty the prisons. They emptied the prisons in Haiti, too. And now Joe Biden is waving 11 million people into the country. How many of them will be cannibals? Don Lemon versus Elon Musk. Elon Musk wins. PETA, you know, people eating tasty animals. They've got a couple of projects going today I want to share. Gaza update. Why do the Democrats love murder so much? Cannibalism and lynching. We're at 888-630-9625. Hey, it's Chris Plant, excited to tell you about our July 2024 Listener Sea Cruise. We'll be sailing around the British Isles, visiting Scotland and Ireland. Please join us. Visit chrisplantcruise.com.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
Ba-ba-da. All right. Now, I don't want you to, you know, think negatively of the Haitian wave that is coming our way just because there's rampant cannibalism there. The Democrat Party, you know, they've got their share of cannibals too, Jeffrey Dahmer and others. But let's take a phone call, Michael. Let's go to Ann, calling from Tennessee, the volunteer state. Ann, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hello, Chris. I just love you to death. And your wife is lucky to have you. I tried to call the other day, but, you know, I got cut off. But Obama, he was called on an open mic with a Russian. He said, wait till I'm out of office. I can do more. Well, Biden, Obama didn't get Biden in that time. So when Trump came in, then he started the Russian gate, that, you know, all that PP tape and all that stuff. And they kept on and on after Trump. Well, he ran the second time. Then he, Trump didn't get the election because it was rigged. So Obama, through Biden, he's doing all this because, you know, he can't even talk straight, much less think on his feet and do this and see how soon that, you know, all these Haitians are voted over here. And it was already in the works. Biden doesn't even know really what's going on because he's not even in the White House hardly any during the day. But, no, when Trump, that was his second term, Obama, well, his third term, while Trump was in office because he was working behind the scenes. Now Biden's in office, and he's got his fourth term going on right now because look at all the chaos that's been happening. You know, first thing he does is open the border because it was all planned for all this invasion to come in, and now we're getting the one of the worst countries shipping, you know, their people over here. Some of them are good, but some of them are going to be extremely bad, and we've already got bad people in here.
Some of them, I'm sure, are good people. But a lot of them are cannibals, which, you know, when I was growing up, cannibalism was frowned upon. Kind of old-fashioned at this point. Wait till I'll share that Obama audio with you, Ann. Wait till you hear this Breonna Taylor update. Our news media is, they're worse than cannibals in Haiti because they're not even hungry. And the very hungry in Haiti. People are very hungry. We went to the Dominican Republic on vacation, my best girl and I. We ate and ate. My best girl got food poisoning, almost died. We won't go back to the Dominican Republic. But why do you hear this story, the update on the Breonna Taylor, as they're trying a police officer for the third time. But since we were just talking to Ann, the wonderful Ann from Tennessee, who is a very good judge of character. Very good judge. Did you notice that? Very good judge of character. and she mentioned a couple of Obama things. She talking about Obama with the hot mic, the open mic. And let me share this, because this is true. The Democrat Party is here to destroy the world, and they've got control over the United States. It's the best way to destroy the world is to destroy the United States. Then the rest of the world will fall like dominoes. In 2012, Barack Obama was meeting with then-Russian President Dmitry Medvedev, and he whispered secretly to Dmitry Medvedev, hey, 2012, he's up for re-election. They're using the IRS against his political enemies. And it worked. It sidelined hundreds of conservative groups, Tea Party groups, and patriot groups. They unleashed the IRS on Lois Lerner, who laughed at Congress and then went home and is probably a millionaire now, because we live in a third world banana republic of a country thanks to the left. And now we're going to be overrun by disease and cannibals, apparently. But here's Barack Obama, the open mic in 2012 while running for re-election, talking to Dmitry Medvedev when Vladimir Putin was on his way into office again. And Obama wanted to assure Vladimir Putin that he would have more flexibility after the election to do what Putin wanted him to do, because the real Russian collusion is naturally between the left in this country and the communist Vladimir Putin. Barack Obama, mentored as a teenager by a card-carrying member of the American Communist Party, Frank Marshall Davis, he became a Saul Alinsky devotee, Barack Obama did. And when he was supposed to be teaching law in Chicago, he was teaching Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. There are photographs of him drawing it up on the chalkboard when he's supposed to be teaching constitutional law or something. And here's Barack Obama sneaking messages to Vladimir Putin that he'll be with him after he's reelected. He's a little constrained now because he's running for reelection. But, you know, and then, of course, Barack Obama brought in Van Jones to the White House, self-describes as a communist. His good pal Bernie Sanders calls himself a Democrat socialist, honeymooned in the Soviet Union. He made a Communist Party voter the CIA director, John Brennan, who voted for Gus Hull for the presidency of the United States. There are telltale signs everywhere. Here's Barack Obama sneaking a message to his pal, Vlad the Impaler Putin.
It's my last election, please.
Yeah.
After my election, I have more flexibility.
Yeah. Yeah. I understand. I transmit this information to Vladimir and understand.
I understand. Dmitry Medvedev says, I understand. Comrade Barack, I will he literally says it's like Hollywood joke time. But it really happened, because commies are really like this. I understand, Dmitry Medvedev say. I will transmit this information to Vladimir. That's what he said. I will transmit this information you have just provided me, Comrade Barack, with your Frank Marshall Davis Communist Party mentor, with your Communist Party voting CIA director, with your communist self-described Van Jones, with your Saul Alinsky expertise, I will transmit this information to Vladimir. Now, that's Russian collusion right there. All right? And then, of course, you may remember that Barack Obama promised that the country would never be the same.
We are 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America.
I don't think Barack Obama's on our side. And Anne was just saying, you know, this is another Barack Obama administration, this four-year Joe Biden thing. And Barack Obama is behind the curtain controlling this sock puppet. He's got a club in his hand beating sock puppet things. You know, this beating the little sheep over the head. Amazing stuff. Barack Obama and the Democrats are not on our side.
Instead of worrying about whether immigrants can learn English, they'll learn English. You need to make sure your child can speak Spanish.
Why would we do that? Oh, well, because the fundamental transformation of America involves years and years of open borders and ringing the dinner bell and turning us into a third world country with diseases like measles and chicken pox, with cannibals wandering the streets of New York City because New York is the Port-au-Prince of America. Pretty amazing stuff, I got to say. Sorry, I'm stapling my the loud staple thing. Pretty amazing. Now, let's go to soundbite number one. Let's go to soundbite number one. Because this morning on the television, on the Fox News Channel, they had a guest, and the guest was Ashley Moody. Ashley Moody, I don't think she's Moody, I just, that's her name. She is the Attorney General of the state of Florida. And they are now looking at a wave of who knows how many Haitian escapees fleeing the beep hole country, as President Trump accurately described it, and that caused the Democrats to soil their undergarments, as so many truths do. But in Florida, they've got, you know, they're close to the scene of the crime here. They've got a lot going on there. And we're now being told that the Coast Guard, there are reports, and I don't think the reports have been independently confirmed, but there are reports that the Coast Guard is being dispatched to escort, not to stop or to detain or to move to Guantanamo Bay, the fleeing cannibals of Barbecue's gang and whoever else is fleeing Haiti at this critical time, but to escort them to the Florida Keys, where they will walk ashore, and then the Democrat Party will have them shack up with your niece because your Democrat Party is very unwell. Mm-mm-mm. You know, we've poured hundreds of thousands of Venezuelans, literally hundreds of thousands of Venezuelans into the United States, and the communist dictator there who calls himself a socialist is just like Bernie Sanders, is emptying his prisons and sending the criminals to the United States. Congressman Chip Roy pointed out on his X account yesterday, you know why crime in Venezuela is down? I talked to you about this a couple of weeks ago. In Venezuela, their homicides are at a 22-year low. In Washington, D.C., our homicides are at a 26-year high. You know why? Democrats. Chip Roy tweeted, you know why crime in Venezuela is down? Because international gangs like Tren de Aragua are flocking to the United States. Haiti is next. The Biden administration is not prepared for what's coming and does not respect the rule of law. And Deep Truth Intel, initial report, tweeted yesterday, intelligence sources say that the U.S. Coast Guard has been ordered to follow illegal Haitian migrants to the coast and allow them to enter America through southern Florida. And in New York, of course, the mayor says that New York City is the Port-au-Prince of America. So if you're a cannibal, New York City is the place for you. Forget Green Acres. It's honestly. So here is the Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody this morning on the Fox News Channel talking about what they're anticipating now that Haiti is in total collapse politically, economically, culturally, legally, and it's a cannibal island. And here is the Attorney General of Florida this morning, Ashley Moody.
Here we are yet again, where states are sending in reinforcements to protect their own borders because the federal government has done such a poor job.
Now, Florida is sending police, hundreds of police. You know how in New York City, the left-wing governor, Kathy Hochul, dispatched the National Guard with military uniforms and military rifles to the subways of New York because it's so completely out of control. And then she ordered them to stand down their weapons because they're completely, dangerously corrupt and inept people. And I got to tell you, the Democrat Party is a bigger disaster. They're sending in Florida hundreds of police to the south of the state because of the Haitian wave that we're now anticipating. And the states, because the federal government is not doing its job, because Joe Biden and Barack Obama and the Democrats are not on our side. The state of Florida, just like in Texas, where the governor, Greg Abbott, has tried to secure the border by using state police and National Guard, and then the Biden administration takes them to court and orders them to stand down. But Ron DeSantis has ordered Florida resources to the south of the state to stop the Haitian migrant wave that is now being expected, because, you know, Democrats. DeSantis mobilizes National Guard, state police, off Florida's south against the influx of Haitians. And here is his Attorney General, Ashley Moody.
And really the concerning thing here is there is such chaos, such unrest, such upheaval in Haiti. You know, we've recently seen the two major prisons overrun, 4,000 inmates released into the island. And so anytime there is a predicted mass migration, you have to be concerned about who is coming over.
Yeah, I think that sounds reasonable. But if you're a Democrat, you're thinking, how do we get more Americans killed by illegal aliens who might be cannibals or Venezuelan gang members? And the Democrat Party has a plan. They certainly do. It's the fundamental transformation of America into the most civilized, certainly one of the most civilized. If you got rid of Democrats, we'd be Sweden when it comes to crime. But never mind that. Because here in the United States, Governor Ron DeSantis has mobilized the National Guard and law enforcement units against a potential influx of illegal migrants from Haiti, where armed gangs have taken control of large sections of the capital city of Port-au-Prince. They've emptied their prisons, and they're cannibals, which should be in the lead of every news story, but never is, because our news media is the most corrupt institution in the United States of America. So, Ashley Moody, yeah, seeing it, and again, 4,000 inmates let out of the Haitian prisons where cannibalism is now a norm, and Barbecue and the Cannibals, the biggest gang in the country, took over the airports, the government buildings, downtown, the majority of Port-au-Prince, enough to completely control not only the city but the country. So the cannibals are in charge, the inmates are on the loose, and the Democrats are waving them into the country because they're not on our side, and they love savages more than they love little girls down the lane. Got another story of another illegal alien killing an 11-year-old boy. He was going to turn 12 the next day, but then the illegal alien killed him. I've got that story for you, too. Ashley Moody, the Attorney General of Florida, what are you guys doing? What have you been seeing down there?
We've already seen boats coming on the Florida shore with Haitian migrants. You know, on that boat, we had drugs, we had a weapon. I mean, this is not some hypothetical we're talking about. Florida is a border state. We have to deal with. We had 20 Chinese nationals coming to our state. And so, yeah, I think we would like to see more from this administration. I mean, let's talk about being strong here, sending maritime assets to intercept, to protect this country and specifically Florida, since it is so close.
But the story, and I haven't confirmed it independently, the story is that Joe Biden is sending the Coast Guard down to escort the cannibals to the Florida Keys. And they got drugs, they got weapons, they got cannibals, and the Democrats are not on our side. Again, the House of Representatives should immediately begin impeachment proceedings against Biden for this alone, for trying to turn the United States into another cannibal outlet. Ashley Moody.
And again, we don't know who's coming in on these boats. And I have to say that time and time again, because we've seen this with other countries, with their criminals being released from prisons and encouraged to come into the U.S. with not much resistance from this administration.
Yeah, that's very generous. There's no resistance at all. Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody.
If they make it to the state of Florida or any other state, we then hand it over to the fiasco of DHS. And you've seen what that leadership has done in terms of protecting the integrity of and safety of this country.
Yeah, that's another euphemism. Joe Biden might as well be the Sinaloa cartel when it comes to what this Democrat Party is doing to America. Not for America, what they're doing to America. And Barack Obama is the puppet master behind the curtain. There's really no doubt about that. As Ann said, Joe Biden isn't in charge of his own faculties, much less the country and the free world. This is an extremely dangerous time on planet Earth because of Barack Obama and Joe Biden and the Democrat Party more broadly. Well, we can always count on the Democrats to do what's wrong for the United States of America because the Democratic Party isn't. But they are definitely not on our side, not even close. Let's go to the phones, Michael. Let's talk to the nice people. Let's go to John, calling from Rockville, Maryland. Oh, John, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, good morning, Chris.
Hey, John.
You know, I've been watching this for some time, and I've been looking at the federal government that have been moving these people to strategic states around the country. And you can see that wherever the Republicans are, they've been trying to busload these people into those states. And basically, this is a Republican defeat by Democrats by bringing in replacements to replace the Republican vote with Democrat votes. These people will vote for anything that's free, and that's exactly what they're being handed right now. So they're being taught to live off of the government, and so they'll vote anything Democrat to get whatever it is that's free. And at the end of the day, we're a bankrupt country. We'll probably go into a civil war, and when that happens, we'll get attacked by China and Russia once we've been weakened. And the sooner people wake up and realize that this is a treasonous plan, this is not by accident. There's governments involved in this. If I was the Communist Party of China, I would be sending those people in here knowing it's weakening the country.
Well, they have sent tens of thousands of Chinese, including to Florida. The Attorney General was talking about Chinese nationals coming into Florida, not just across the Mexican border. They are not on our side. I've been saying this for years, John. And, you know, the other day, every Democrat or Republican introduced a bill in the Senate saying that we should not count illegal aliens for purposes of allotting seats in the House of Representatives. And every Democrat in the Senate voted against the bill because they want to count illegal aliens to add seats in the House of Representatives, which, John, is exactly what the Democrats did with three-fifths of a person and counting slaves as three-fifths of a person to increase their representation in the House of Representatives. And the Democrats have brought three-fifths of a person back.
So when you open the borders to allow this to happen deliberately, at what point does that become treason?
Well, that's a great question. And Republicans on Capitol Hill should be shouting this from the House and Senate floor.
Every single day. Because my vote is going to be canceled out by somebody that has no loyalty to this country.
Yeah, no American traditions. You know, family didn't fight for the freedoms that we have in America. No, the left is here. These are not liberals. This is the left. This is the international left. It's the Saul Alinsky Communist Party left. It genuinely is. It sounds nuts, but it's true.
John brings his skewed sense of humor. Jeff brings tips to cut strokes off your next round. Together, it's those weekend golf guys.
They'll pay a lot of money to PXG and Titleist and Callaway and on and on and on, right? How many yards do you think you're going to pick up with that extra driver? I think I can get an extra 5 to 10. What if I give you 15 to 20? You pay me more.
Jeff Smith teaches on the sliding scale.
Those weekend golf guys, the podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.